Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than paying for free porn. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's End page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. If you wish to call in, you can do so tonight. Number is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Do you want to tell them why you're doing that?
I will as soon as Joe will be here soon.
Okay.
I don't know when. I mean, if you want to tell them why, you can. Let me say what's going to be on the show.
Of course.
If you want to tell them, you can. On the show tonight, Pip has a brand new You Stink, as opposed to the old stink she was doing last week. Some new enrollments in the School of Fools. Pip has a new curmudgeonly philosophy. South Carolina wants to make it harder to view porn. We play a brand new game, Dead or Alive, and more with Ann Jackson and her deal with scammers. So if you want to let them in, Pip.
Yeah.
Pip Helix.
Davin sometimes makes me laugh really hard right before we go on
the
air.
Well, never the 3+ hours during the show.
No.
That's my rest time.
I know, but because he'll say something really funny, and then he'll be like, okay, stop enjoying yourself. We have to do a show. I can't.
I do that on commercial breaks, too.
I know. I was like, okay, you guys, stop joking around. We got to do the show.
Stop having fun.
Stop enjoying yourself.
Yes.
So we were talking about my unfortunate early departure from the show last week. I was doing the show from home because I was feeling really ill. And
you know what's a great place to get really good acoustics? Like a lot of these musicians in their home
studios. In the bathroom.
Yes, that's a great place. In the bathroom.
Yeah, well, if I was going for good acoustics, I would have hit the trifecta last week. It was just really ugly, and without going into
detail.
She
didn't know she was
detail.
Coming or going, so she did both.
It was just, I mean, I held together until Joe got here, and then I started feeling worse and worse.
And then the bottom dropped out.
So to speak. So right before we start the show, Davin calls me Shit Helix.
Shit Helix.
That's why he keeps saying Pip.
Pip. Because be unprofessional to call you Shit Helix in an intro.
Yes, it would, but I had to tell everybody why you were doing that because it was making me laugh all over again. It was really a shit show end.
Okay, yes, I thought Joe and I handled ourselves quite adeptly.
No, and thank you for just like not I had told you at one point, you know, if the phone drops out or something, I'll call back. But all of a sudden, the phone dropped out, and then I did.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And I Mr. Helix was out, and I texted him, bring home ginger ale. And he went, oh, my God.
And two ply.
Lots of two ply.
When you're that ill, you don't want to. You see, that's the thing. When you're that ill, you got to be home, because home is the only place that has two ply.
It's the only place where you're going to be comfortable because
even in your finer hotels, you're still getting single ply.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good enough.
No. When you got that type of action.
Yeah.
You need to have the proper accessories.
Yeah. And you know, I'm glad that we drink a lot of coffee in the Helix house because we have like the big Mambo containers that the coffee comes in.
Uh huh.
Excellent to bring around with you, just in case.
Ew.
Just in case.
The best part of throwing up
is Folgers in my cup.
That was puking your cup.
Puking my cup, yes. Like,
ew.
Well, I had to drag that thing around
that
with me.
That is disgusting.
I was
afraid.
You're
just like freaking Quasimodo, just leaking and hemorrhaging and fizzing and just
wah,
all.
Wah,
Pip Helix, available for dates, fellas. Pip Helix,
I know.
Available for dates. Want a lap dance? Now's the time.
You sexy beast.
Have a skid mark in your lap.
It was all beast. It was just really
unfortunate. Shit Helix. She'll scooch on your lap like a dog on your carpet.
Not the kind of moist you were hoping I would be, fellas.
Ew, that was a disgusting beginning to the show.
Well, of course.
Ugh,
you know.
It always is when it comes to you.
I know.
You really are repugnant.
Why, thank you, sir.
Yes. I mean, I just think that's the word.
I'm so glad that I'm married because, yeah, I would really be taking myself off the...
This show would not help you get
no,
laid.
No, no, not at all.
This show helps no one get laid.
No, it really doesn't. Although, I mean, without knowing what I look like, I've been told that some of our listeners thought that I sounded hot because of my voice.
They most certainly do.
But
they
listen to the words.
You know what? I don't even think they listen to the words. I think they like the tonality. I think they like the voice. It's not the first time.
No.
We've gotten this a bunch of times. Fellas want to bang the helix.
Until they know.
Well, you know, listen. That's why you got to listen closely to words. Words are important. I say it all the time. Words matter.
Yes. Words matter and stories matter.
But yes, you've been called by the male listeners quite sexy.
Oh.
Dig it.
Yeah, so sorry. Well, here's the truth. But it was
you're
not
sexy in your own way. There's, you know, listen. Everybody's got fetishes.
Well, yeah, I suppose. And there's also, I guess, some people really like brutal honesty. And,
sure.
Yeah, I will bring that.
Sure. We don't. When we tell you to leave, we don't say scram, we say scat.
I did.
Ah, the shits keep on coming. Anyway. We're punny.
Oh, God. We are.
Probably said that at some point. Oh, God! Mika, stop!
I actually did.
Of course you did. We've all been there.
Oh, God!
You just talk about it on the air.
I know. It was not pretty.
And I would not imagine it would be. Just a line of cats waiting outside the door.
Just no, actually, usually the cats follow me in. The cats left.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, they're like, ew! I can't handle it.
The cats are like, no, you clean up our shit. We don't clean up yours.
Yeah. It's like, you cats can't handle the truth.
That's going to get caught in your fur. And we're not licking it.
We are not grooming you tonight, Neil.
Thank God you fed us already. We shall be keeping our distance.
Oh, yes. And I was glad. I was really even glad that Mr. Helix was not home for that triumphant performance.
Mr. Helix really should have gotten a fucking hotel room.
He should have
slid the ginger ale under the door and then slowly left. That's what you do.
He actually.
That's what love is. Distance.
Yeah. He
love
actually stopped at a gas station and got me a. All I had was one can of ginger ale and one little bottle of ginger ale. And he brought them both home, and
he's
I was really
man,
thankful.
He's a good man, Mr. Helix.
Yes.
He's a good man.
And knowing.
And quite frankly, he needs your benefits, so he's not going anywhere.
He's no dope.
Exactly. You put up with a lot of shit. Benefits are involved.
Yes, you do. Well, the other thing is that Lisa in the chat room says, you know it's bad when the cats abandon you. Yes.
The cat's like, fuck you, mommy.
They're like, you're on your own.
Poor stupid three-legged cat trying to scamper out of there, left behind. Other cats are laughing at the top of the stairs with a little paw on their back. Don't you wish you had another leg now, stupid? AIDS cat's like, why couldn't I fucking be dead already? This is terrible.
It's right across the hall. I can tell what's going on in there. We have very sensitive noses.
Mommy, we need to break up.
Let me
die. Take my robe and broth.
I was going to. I needed it for myself.
Fucking mess.
I know. I have to give props to Mr. Helix, though. After my text announcement that I needed ginger ale, and he knows what that means, he still came home.
Oh, he brought you the ginger ale. He's a good man.
And then he ran away.
You do that. You fake the concern. That's what you do. If you're decent, you fake it.
Well, he runs away when I'm sick because he doesn't want to catch it,
he's
which is
smart.
Smart.
That's what I say. He fakes it. Yeah. And if he was truly concerned, he would embrace it. But no, he's not stupid.
No, he's no dope.
No, he's like, all right, let me do the bare minimum here.
Right.
I will run out and get you things because that's what a concerned husband would do.
Yeah.
But somebody should sleep on the couch. I'm thinking you, but I'll go if necessary.
Well, I drifted off for a little bit, but then I was up and I was sipping my ginger ale and I was snacking on some. We have like saltines that are left over from when we get Wendy's. He always gets the chili and they give you all these saltines.
Fucking buy saltines. They're $3 in the supermarket.
We didn't even need them now because they give you
packs. You always
need
of them. Saltines.
Yeah, but they give you packs of them with the chili. And so I put them in a Ziploc and I hold
How
on
often
to them.
Do you eat Wendy's?
Too often.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, I get him his stuff and then I get a salad and it's cook. Really good.
Fucking cook.
Why? He likes Wendy's.
Oh.
And their apple pecan chicken salad is the bee's knees.
The what?
The bee's knees.
No.
Yes.
The apple pecan salad?
The apple pecan chicken salad. Okay. It's really good.
I don't eat any of that stuff unless I'm on the road.
Oh, no. That salad really is good.
Not eating the, not, don't eat fast food unless I'm on the road.
But they're salads even. You know, no?
Listen, fast food is more than just how quickly you get it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's also how quickly it leaves. I am not. just, no, I mean, I just, you know, there's no need.
Well,
if I was single,
yeah,
I don't think I'd ever cook.
Right.
But.
Well, we don't have a child, so.
So somebody should fucking cook.
I usually do, but, you know, when I get home from here.
It's late.
It's very late.
But he should have something ready for you.
Yeah, no.
He should.
I know, but he doesn't get home. Well, things might be changing, but he doesn't get home much earlier than
I
do.
All right, then that's a takeout night.
Then
whoever's going to be home first, they stop somewhere and get something.
Yeah, so.
But that doesn't need to be every night.
Davin's Den night is Wendy's night.
Oh.
Yeah, so luckily I had,
I guess as far if you're going to go Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, I guess Wendy's is the most healthy choice.
I think so.
So, all right.
That's the one we eat. So
listen, if I'm gonna get fast food, I go Taco Bell, and that's the worst of the worst.
Is it the worst of the worst?
Yeah, I mean that made it. I mean, dogs are like turning up their nose at it, but it's covered in so much crap,
yeah.
And like cheese and sour cream and whatever.
Yeah,
and they rename everything.
I don't really. I have a hard time with their drive-through menu because I don't know what any of these things are.
I'm useless in any drive-through menu because I don't go to these places regularly enough. I'm the asshole who's reading the menu and just gets something. I panic.
Yeah, me too.
I panic. Like, oh, take that. Yeah.
I'll just have a taco. Yeah. I know what that is.
Because I know there's people behind me and they don't want me studying the menu.
I
give in to the peer pressure when I really should be obstinate and go, no, I'm going to fucking take my time. But Taco Bell does not do a good job of explaining what's on there.
No. I don't know what half of those things are.
And they're just renaming it and reshaping it, but it's all the same.
It's the same stuff.
I don't know. It's too stressful.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa called it Taco Hell. It is. The drive-thru is really frightening. I got so stressed out because I was trying to pick something for myself and Mr. Helix. I don't know what to get. I don't know what these things are. So I drove through and I go, I tell the guy, I'm going to let the people behind me go. I got to go around again.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And I go, bye.
You know what you
should
have said? Here's what you do. What does the chef recommend?
Oh, my God. No, because I don't want them to do horrible things to my food.
What's the specialty of the house? What does Wendy get when she comes here?
What does Wendy get? Yeah, it's like, no, that's down the road, jackass. Yeah. No, this is Taco Bell.
Oh, let's talk about, what's the Chihuahua like?
You can't have Taco Bell. Yeah, we haven't heard that today. Ever.
Haven't heard the Taco Bell in ages. He's dead.
Oh, that dog?
Yeah.
Probably
dead.
Probably this year. Everybody died this year.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. All right, you bring it up. I'll get to this now.
What?
We did lose a lot this year.
Yeah.
We did. We lost a lot of, we always lose a lot.
We do. But it's for some reason, there are a lot of people that people actually, like, really were
but
devastated
every
by their
year.
Loss.
That happens every year.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a good year if you don't lose loved ones or pets.
Right. Right.
So for our family, it was a good year. Last year was a shitty year.
Mm-hmm.
This year was a good year. But nobody wants to hear you rubbing that in.
No.
Things are going fantastic over here. Sorry your life sucked.
Yeah, I'm sorry for all the death in your life.
No, people want other shit shows. So you can't do that. But we did. We lost a lot of celebrities. But I think there was we lost something else this year that caught a lot of us by surprise and actually put it on Facebook.
Our innocence.
Well, I tried to take that from you years ago. I actually put this little obituary on my Facebook page. We are saddened to report the passing away of Fax.
Yes.
Fax fought prolonged illnesses with fake news, biased media, and an ignorant populace. Despite attempts to change Fax, Fax was unwavering in being the one real truth. In lieu of flowers, Fax asked that you make a donation to libraries where they feature books and periodicals. Fax was fond of these and could often be found there. R.I.P. Fax 2016.
That's too true.
Because I really felt we lost Fax. And I was scrolling through social media.
Oh.
And just like, I'm like, oh my, people just have no idea. They just believe the most ridiculous thing because it fits their narrative.
Right.
And so we lost Fax.
Yeah, a lot. We haven't even been dealing with factoids this year. It's pretty much just dealing with complete
stories.
Stories.
It's fiction.
Yeah.
Facts and the fact. When people go, well, you know, there's two sets of facts. No. There's one set of facts.
There are two sets of facts.
But that's what they say.
I know.
And we've heard it on this show.
Yes.
There's one set of facts.
There's one set.
Now, you can interpret facts differently.
You can
if you have an agenda, one way or the other. You can certainly look at facts. Sometimes people don't present all of the facts. They present only limited facts, which make their point of view seem the way to go when there's other facts that would counterbalance that. But facts are still facts.
Right. I mean, you can take information or data and you can skew percentages and things. You can any table. You know, they always have that there's a variation of plus or minus in how relevant or how accurate things are. But I mean, because there are variants, you know, like if you take a poll with somebody and you only give them certain answers, but there are certainly gray areas in between those answers. So you have a plus or minus of how much this is accurate. But that doesn't mean that facts are not exactly what they are, you know. Well,
the fact that we have no facts anymore was clearly exploited.
Oh, yeah. And
it's maddening for somebody who likes facts.
I really used to like news that actually was news and wasn't, like, fluffy and skewed according to...
PBS.
Yes.
That's where you would get that.
Yeah, the BBC, for the most part. You know, places... if you have news outlets that aren't owned by people who are either corporations or bent on one political viewpoint versus another.
Well, they all are. They all are.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa, you're starting up. She says, facts can be skewed, LOL. No, the facts can't be skewed.
No, facts can't be skewed. Facts are facts. That's
it exists.
People, well, I guess what she's saying is they can, I don't know what the fuck she's saying.
Well, I think that it's...
You can use facts to try to say anything you want.
Right, I mean...
But at the end of the day, facts are facts. For instance, how many people are killed in a city? That is a certain fact. You can't skew that. There is this amount of people. Now, if you want to break it down to domestic violence and gangs...
What were the reasonings behind them?
Accidental shooting.
What neighborhoods are they happening?
Right, you can certainly extrapolate and do that.
Right.
But facts are facts. A certain amount of people died.
Bam.
Yeah. If somebody says something, that is a fact. Not what they're saying is a fact. But I could go on a video and rewind it and see you saying that.
Yes.
It's a fact. You can't say, I didn't say that. You said it.
Yes.
You said it.
What you're saying could be ridiculous. But the fact that you said it is
it
indisputable.
Happened.
And we have it on tape. So.
But this year that went away.
Yeah, this went away because even things that people said or things that people did. Well, no, not really. Yes, really. And we see it.
Interpretation and nuance.
Yes.
Sprang up where facts used to live.
What? Nuance?
I like nuance.
I like nuance.
I'm a fan of nuance myself.
Yes, I am too.
But more people have gravitated to nuance to interpret facts.
I know.
Nuance has replaced facts. Nuance has been has combined with bull in a china shop.
But you know, but this has happened for a while.
Yes. But facts was fighting the good fight.
Facts was still fighting the good fight because people would call people on it when they did things like, it depends on what your definition of is. Oh, for fuck's sake, that's not true. That's ridiculous, you know?
But the fact is, somebody got a blowjob in the Oval Office.
Which doesn't particularly bother me.
Now, I understand that. That actually happened.
It was a fact.
The fact is, to the best of our knowledge, there was no intercourse.
Right.
Those are facts.
Yes.
What is, that's nuance.
I know, but that was...
That's smarmy.
Yeah, it really was smarmy. But
successful politically, but smarmy as hell.
Yes and no, because people are still talking about his behavior with women and how he, like, was so slick about getting out of it. You know?
That's nuance. That's nuance.
I suppose it is.
Nuance made a comeback.
Yeah.
Facts are dead. Nuance is here to stay, baby.
Yeah.
And I love nuance. I just never thought nuance would be used in such a way.
Right. Well, I am a big fan of the gray areas in between black and white. I think the people who believe
that's
only
when people
a dichotomy.
Get older and their pubes change color. I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Oh, okay. No. I mean, for example, my old roommate. I was once asking her because I was trying to just see for myself because I was noticing a pattern in her way of thinking that everything was black and white. And so I said to her, okay, so in the middle of the day, you put your garbage out for the garbage bin, and you're not home all day. And so in the while you're gone, they dump the garbage. The garbage can is empty, and a wind picks up, and it blows into the middle of the street. Whose fault is it that's in the middle of the street? And she said, well, yours. I said, but you're not home to do anything about it. No, it's your fault. It's your garbage can. It's your fault. Instead of realizing that the correct answer in my mind is it's nobody's fault.
Oh, it's the wind's fault.
Well.
And I don't really believe in the wind anymore. I'm anti-wind. I'm an anti-windite.
You don't believe in the.
Not really a fan of the wind. Don't think it really happens anymore. These fucking trade winds. You know, we've had all these bad trade wind deals. I'm done with the trade winds. I'm done with the El Nino and the La Ninas taking advantage of our garbage pails, blowing them willy-nilly. I'm done with that. No. That's a brand new age. We are no more dealing with winds.
I'm surprised you even brought up El Nino. I mean, that you would go
there. Building a wall.
keep out those trade winds.
We're going to keep out El Nino. We're going to keep out El Nino. That jet stream is going to cost you a lot more if you want to fly it. But I no longer believe in winds. Wind has been causing us problems for too long. Done with winds.
Yes, they do. They
done
do
with winds.
Done. Yeah. What are the ones that are in... Never mind. I was trying to think. There's another... name of the winds that
I think
blow
I hit. I hit a lot of the winds that you hit.
Yeah, there's another one
other than passing wind.
Yeah, well that
which I'm a firm believer in. That's the one wind I'm a fan of.
I totally believe in that. But
and wind would.
Yeah, not that kind of wind.
Hey, you know what? Despite all these deaths, Windwood lives on.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm very grateful.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
I'm hoping that he gets to the end of the year because this has been a bad one.
Yeah, he will. He's not a big celebrity. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. They
he's
only
been
take
living
the,
his life right.
They only take the famous.
Yeah. Well,
so we'll play Dead or Alive tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see who's alive and who's dead, because I really don't know. Like, Zsa Zsa Gabor just died.
I thought she was gone already.
Yeah, I thought
didn't
she was
you?
Gone. Like, if that was one of the ones, and it wasn't like if this was played a couple of weeks ago, I would have said dead.
And I would have picked her.
Right.
Like,
as well,
know?
You should have.
Yeah.
And I would have said dead, and I would have been absolutely wrong. So
right.
We'll play that later.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different people that... I mean,
don't give away one. Don't give them away now.
No,
that's
I
the
won't.
End. Of it. Don't say names. That's
okay.
it.
I wasn't going to say names.
Okay. So Fax is dead. That's not a lie. Fax are dead.
Fax is dead.
I love Fax.
Yes.
Big fan of Fax. Even like Carfax.
That little fox?
Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah, he is. Do you know that I have these housekeepers that come?
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The two of them come.
Oh, I didn't realize there were two. It's a team.
It's a team.
Nice.
It's a team. So they have somebody to talk to incessantly.
Oh. And you're home for this.
Yes.
Oh.
You know where this is going. Because you know me.
Yes. I'm picturing the hell that is. I would be leaving the house.
Okay. So, all right. So let me get into this. I'm glad it's not just me. Because I really do think this might be part of my ongoing sickness. Yeah, and by sickness, I mean you fucking people.
You fucking people!
You people and my increasing inability to deal with you all. But again, I'm very good to, if you meet me at a show or a fan, I'm very nice to you and I like you.
Yeah.
But
you put on a convincing show afterwards, too.
I like most people. No, I don't like most people. I like some people until they do something to annoy me.
He keeps qualifying until it's down to, like, three people.
I like no one. Not even myself. No, I like some people, but invariably people disappoint or annoy me.
Yes.
Has not happened, it usually happens. That's why if you want to maintain a long relationship with me, the best way to do it is minimal contact.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, leave in the middle of the show if you need to.
The only reason Helix is here is because we went years for Al talking. And that was like,
that
just like a nice
it.
Gap. So she has not worn out her welcome, despite the fact that she fucking annoys me by not showing up, getting sick, shit in the middle of the show.
Shit in the middle of the show, yes.
Oh, I snorted. I'm classy. See, now if I was somebody else, I'd be annoyed with that person for snorting in the middle of the show. So now I just have my own self-loathing for snorting in the middle of a show.
Get in that barrel, boy.
Yes. But if you come to a comedy show, I love if you snort. And that's the truth.
Yes.
It's a fine compliment. I've often said the only thing better than a snort during a comedy show is a blowjob after it. Because these are how it goes. It goes laughter,
mm-hmm.
love laughter,
yep.
applause,
yep.
love applause, snort.
Yes.
blowjob. That's the hierarchy of how much you appreciate what I'm doing.
Wow, so when you take an applause break, sometimes it's a whole break because they really love you.
That would interfere with merch sales. I have to time that.
Okay.
Nobody's going to buy the t-shirt if I'm using it as a rag. Hey, leave me out of this! I'm Joe's merch!
Well, as a matter of fact, it is Hanukkah, so I thought at least one of these nights you should be getting socks.
No? No socks.
Oh.
I have gotten socks in the past because the girls bitched that I got holes in the socks.
Yeah.
So now I just throw them out because they've worn me down.
Well, good.
I can't.
Yes.
And socks aren't that expensive.
No, they're not. You can buy them in packages.
And to be quite honest, holes in the socks, rather uncomfortable if you do a lot of walking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've worn me down. So I've not gotten socks. I got one thing. I got the Jon Stewart book of The Daily Show, which is what I asked for.
I got that too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I will start reading that soon. But anyway, so the housekeepers are coming. So they come in. These are the ones that I asked them to clean out the oven, and they're like, oh, we don't do fucking heavy cleaning. Really? See, here's my fucking sick thing. I feel, because I pay them $80, flat rate.
Right.
I feel for $80, and they're only here for an hour and a half tops.
Right.
This is my own fucking psychosis. I feel if I'm paying you to clean my house, you're essentially my slave. That's the way I think it should be. It clearly is not.
No,
but
that's not how it works.
No, but I don't want anything deviant. I just want you to clean shit.
No. I wasn't going that way either, surprisingly enough.
But yeah. And my wife, you know, she cleans up before they come.
You know,
and she's the same one. We're going to a hotel. We got to straighten up before we let the housekeepers in. It's their fucking job.
They're not offended by a messy room.
Yes, that's what they do.
They've seen it.
As long as you don't fucking shit in the bed, it's a winning day.
Yeah, I mean, if there isn't blood spurted all over the walls.
Well, I can't promise.
Yeah. Lisa's offended for you. She says, oh my God, that should clean the damn oven.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, they're like, oh, I'll just do it once. And they made me feel like shit about it.
Right, like,
so now we have
you asked for too much.
Yeah, so they
you have crossed the line, sir.
So now we have tinfoil on the bottom of the oven so I don't fucking spill. Because if somebody's going to spill, it's going to be me. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the cooking, and I'm not that neat. They will do the top. They will do the top. They don't do windows.
Oh, okay. I don't know why that's such a big deal.
I don't fucking know why. It's this motion.
He's waving his arm around in a circle in the international sign for washing the window.
Yeah, exactly. If it's good enough for Danielson, it's good enough for you.
Yes. Slobber off, slobber right back on.
They vacuum, they dust, they'll mop the floor, although I'm not really sure how good of a mopping it is. Now, this is the important thing. They clean the bathroom.
Oh, major.
Yeah, that is major. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to
do that. Nobody wants to be doing that. Well, Joe's girl is surprised that you don't have a self-cleaning oven. I was going to ask that, too.
We got the oven that, when we moved here, I mean, the oven's probably, we haven't been here, but the oven's probably 20, 25 years old.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it doesn't have that feature.
No, I don't even know what that feature would be, what that feature looks like.
It says it on it, but the thing is, what it does is it's...
Well, I say self-cleaning husband, but not fucking really accurate.
That doesn't really work.
No, so...
you can go with that lie only so long, but then the cats can smell you.
They like my funk.
No, they don't. But the self-cleaning oven, it just, like... It turns itself into the hottest inferno oven ever. It goes to, like, super temperatures, and it just crisps everything right off. And everything comes off as ashes, and you sweep it up.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I have one of those.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, it was until I realized that the seal wasn't quite as tight on the oven as it's supposed to be. And, like, burning hot air was escaping into the kitchen and set off every fire alarm in the house.
Well, now you know they work. For the next house, maybe.
Yeah.
It sounds like no. So I don't have self-cleaning ovens.
Joe's girl brings up a good point. Make sure they don't use the same mop to clean the bathroom floor as they do the kitchen floor.
She saw the movie Joy, too.
I didn't see that movie, but...
But I'm thinking Joe's girl might have, because that's where that fucking... That's where I saw... It's about the woman who invented this certain mop that they sell in the Home Shopping Network.
Oh.
And that was one of her selling points.
Yeah.
That you could throw the mop head in the washing machine.
Right, because... Ew!
Right, and it makes perfect sense. Never occurred to me.
Never occurred to me either.
Joe's girl might have known that, but that's where it dawned on me from the movie Joy, which was very good.
Yeah, oh, I never saw that, but...
Very good movie.
Yeah, ew. Now that you think about it, ew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, there was a time when me and my wife were roommates when we were together.
Right.
But she would pay me to clean the fucking apartment, like, in lieu of rent.
Oh, well, that's
or as
cool.
part of rent. But yeah, I decided I'd rather pay money. Because I don't want to clean.
Well, it was the humiliating French maid's outfit that she made you wear while you were doing it.
No, I rather enjoyed that.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so
those pictures were great, by the way.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so they're not, I mean, I this is not a huge place.
No.
My house is not huge.
No. You have a nice size house, but it's not a palace.
It most certainly is not. Because if it was, the fucking walls are closing in on me. We got too much shit. So there's not a lot to do. We have to ask them to come down and vacuum the basement. They don't vacuum the bedrooms because we don't want them in there.
Right.
So there's really not that much to do. But the wife likes them because of the bathrooms. That's the big selling point. And I get that.
Yeah, huge.
You know, some people miss, I guess. So I've been told.
I do.
Thank you for taking me off the hook on that. Nothing pisses off a woman, so to speak, more than a guy missing. Like, it's a personal affront. Like, we're fucking pissing on your leg.
Well, hey, it really is annoying.
Here's the thing. As long as they're not pissing on the seat where you put your tuchus,
yeah,
which is tush,
yeah,
don't bitch. If I'm not peeing on that seat, it's a win, okay? Yep. If you're not stepping in a puddle, it's a win. If you step in a puddle of piss, you have a right to be upset.
Yes.
If you sit on a piss puddle, you have a right to be upset.
Right.
Everything else, you're fucking winning and you got to catch, ladies. So settle the fuck down.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just laying it out there.
Well, I'm actually not one of those people that gets all upset if the seat is up or the seat is down. It's like, what's
the difference? I've been trained via the cat. The cat will fall in, will it?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why we keep it down.
And not only do I put the toilet seat down, I put the whole thing down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been trained. So I'm
put
a pleasure.
Put the lid down, too,
so
because
I'm a pleasure to live with, ladies.
okay.
I'm better. Well, I was going to say I'm better than I was when you cleaned out my apartment, but who knows? I haven't been on my own in years. Probably not. I'm probably smart enough to use paper plates and not save there. And I don't have as much paperwork.
No, you know what part of the problem is for me is dust. Incredible amounts of dust.
Well, they dust.
Well, and that's really great.
But they don't dust the cassettes. I feel like I need to ask them to dust the cassettes. I feel like that should be part of it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is feather dust,
easy.
Bang, bang, bang.
So these are not the most... Listen, they got the gig. You know how it is. You got the job, you kind of fucking scale back your effort. I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm not enamored with it. But again, this is to make the wife happy.
Right.
It's $80 every 2 weeks.
Somebody is doing a more thorough job in the bathroom than you.
The wife doesn't want to do it, and let's be honest, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no. So. It's worth it.
Yes.
Your bathrooms are immaculate.
Well, thank you.
They are.
I take no credit for that other than the fact that I'm not pissing on seats and leaving puddles.
It's a pleasure to pee in your house.
Thank you. But some people have higher standards. And once in a while, you miss, we got to make it a fucking federal case. Fucking close your eyes.
I didn't mean to miss. I'm sorry already.
Really, it should not be. It should not be an issue.
No, it shouldn't.
But it is.
Yeah.
So we have people to handle that. Like I said, I feel like when they're in my house, they should be my slave.
Well, for some reason, the bathroom is the battleground of the house, though, because it's is the seat up or down? Did you pee on the floor?
The toilet paper.
Is toilet paper over under? Where do you squeeze
the toilet?
Forget about
over the under. You women, you need the toilet paper on the roll.
Yes.
That's not a man thing. We're like, listen, as long as we have access to it,
no.
We know we have two hands. We are willing to hold, fold, and rip.
No, you need it on the roll.
See, this is a female thing.
It is. And don't be squeezing the toothpaste in the middle.
No, I don't do
that. I'll come for you.
Will you?
That's yeah.
You get off on the wildest things.
You never know.
What a euphemism. Don't squeeze it in the middle.
You should see me with floss.
Wow, okay.
Totally derailed your thoughts.
You really did. I don't even know. I'm going to move on because I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't either.
Some tangents go nowhere.
No.
All right. So we got two of them here.
Yeah.
To keep each other company.
Yes.
And more times than not, I'm the one who's here with them.
Right, right.
And more than not, I'm like fucking telling my wife, I'm like, please, you fucking be home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with them.
Right.
Because, first of all, they talk loudly.
Ugh.
To each other.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't need to hear your fucking gossip. It's not interesting to me.
No.
It's not. So you're talking loudly. One of them's always coughing. Not sick, but always coughing.
Huh.
And I'm like, fucking die.
Oh,
no, not really. I don't think. I mean, they're nice ladies. Don't get me wrong. They're perfectly nice people.
Yeah, but she's bringing tuberculosis into your house. That can't be pleasant.
I don't know what she is. Listen, I am saying my feelings might be unjustified. I'm throwing.
No. Never.
I never say that they might be unjustified. I usually say you people need to adapt your fucking game to me. And you do. But,
we do.
Yes. But I'm not saying. But I'm saying this might be me. The cell phones constantly go off. Like with like that one of them always goes up like that fucking whistle.
Yes, that whistle tone.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like I don't know if it's a tweet or I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't
but
know.
I find it maddening.
Me too.
And like you're fucking working.
Yeah.
Put it on silent.
Or at least put it lower so that I can't hear it all over the place.
Well, the problem is when my wife's not here, which is most of the time for these things. I set up shop in the dining room. That's where I do a lot of my work.
Yeah.
In the dining room, that's where I put my laptop. I do my work. Centrally located in the house.
That's where your whole family does everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. I even sometimes piss on the table.
I noticed. I didn't want to say.
Yeah, well, sorry. That's why we don't eat off of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's where we ate.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, lick it up. Anyway. So I'm hearing all this. But when my wife is home, I will hide down here.
Right.
Where we do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And my little, it's not really a man cave, because it's been fucking taken over by other humans.
Yeah, I see. That little pink shopping cart with flowers on the wheels, is that yours?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I double dog dare you to bring that to the supermarket.
Like I wouldn't.
I know.
So I dread when they come over.
Yeah.
I dread it. I want to run away. So the question is, am I right? Or is this just further evidence of my fucking desire increasingly to pull away from society?
It's both.
Well, that doesn't solve anything.
No, but let me explain. Part of your desire to pull away from society is that you get irritated by things that could roll off your back if you chose to... Really, work at that.
I don't fly off the handle though.
No,
you
just get irritated and get internalize it.
I do. So at least I'm not taking out my sickness on other people.
No, you're not. I mean, they can probably tell from your body language that you're irritated.
I'm sitting there and I fucking hide.
Yeah, but I mean, and they're fine with that because they can get their work done. And
well, you would
like,
think, but no, there's conversations to have.
Oh no,
I need to find out what kid's doing this. What animal's in the fucking vet?
Don't they have houses where nobody is there that they can have these conversations?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be better?
But I just feel like you're here to do a job. Stop with the chit-chat. Get the stuff done.
I know.
Shut off the phones. Listen, when I used to have to work in society, you know what? No, still now. When I hit the stage, my cell phone is off.
Yeah.
The volume is, and the only time it was on was like the end when the wife was pregnant. And I got, and, you know, I found out she was going into labor as I was working two shows at a comedy club.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In the city. That's what I found. So, yeah. So I just had to leave immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if somebody's in the hospital.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's off.
It's off.
When I'm doing my job,
yeah.
I am focused on my task.
Right.
That is the gig. That is the job. So if your job is to be in my house, fucking stop with the yammer yammering. The only type of questions we should hear is, do you have the cleaner?
Right.
Either,
or, you know, did you run out of Comet? Because I can't find any.
Right.
That, or whatever.
Right. So I'm not wrong then.
No. The constant yammering and the phones going off with that whistle tone.
And I'm trying to get work done.
No, that would be really irritating.
Okay, so it's not me.
No, that would really irritate me.
Because when my wife's there, she's like having a gay old time with them. I call them her little friends. They're not my friends. They're there. House. Whatever. You're friends with one of them on Facebook now.
Lisa says get a pellet gun. Can you imagine? I'm going to put a butt shot in your ass, Lisa, if you keep yapping about that vet appointment.
I don't think this show would go very well from prison.
No, it wouldn't. But it would be amusing for our listeners to know why.
Yeah, well, one time.
I know.
My last phone call, 3 hours.
One joke. Yeah. No, I would be irritated. I'm irritated by it in my office where people have their cell phones on. Not like people that come and go. I know that sometimes they forget that they have their cell phone on and you know, so it's like, okay, if that goes off, I'm not particularly annoyed because, but it's just, there's a lot of people that tend to come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hearing, you know, cell phones going off. But my workmate sits right across from me, and she has at least four distinct rings. And so I'm getting to know all the songs and sounds that come out of her phone because she has it on blast.
That's ridiculous.
And it's so loud, and nobody says
anything. Just put it on
anything.
Vibrate.
I have my phone on vibrate, and I can hear the me on my desk. So I'll take a look, and I've been getting a lot of phone calls from numbers. I have no idea who they are, and they don't leave a message.
Yeah, they're scams.
It's garbage. So I look at the phone, and I go, do I have any idea who it is? You don't call. You text. So I'll take a look and see what he's saying.
I'll be ignoring this.
I'm putting this back down. No, but, you know, I'll quick answer you, and, you know, maybe we'll have a text conversation for a moment or two, but I'm not disturbing the office with it.
Right.
You know? And they don't probably even know that my phone has gone off because it just vibrates. But this, cause I'm happy, clap along if you feel like, I mean, I don't need to hear that at least four times a day.
So this is just, this is not really necessarily evidence of my deterioration as a human being. This is more evidence of an increasingly rude society.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. I'm fine as a human being. Oh, well.
Didn't go that
far. I'll back it up before Joe can fucking jump in. If Joe was here, he'd have ears steam coming out of his little ears right now.
Oh, please. He would have been launched across the table
exactly.
at you already.
Exactly. So in honor of Joe, I'll fucking back it up myself.
Although Lisa says, no jury would convict you, Devin.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa gets me.
She does.
I appreciate that,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, she gets us. She's the only person that does.
I appreciate that. All right, so I was really, because I've said before, like, increasingly sounds irritate me.
Yeah, but that's, I'm sorry. That's a product of getting older. It is. Do you remember how, like, you'd do something, like, you'd make a noise or do something repetitious and your parents would be like, stop that! Stop that right now!
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
No, I mean, I know that's what people do.
Yeah, you know.
I know that would annoy me, like.
Yeah. Something like that. Like, kids do
I'm not
going to
stop and just do that the rest of the fucking show.
I can take it, but I think the listeners would be like, abandon ship! What is that? I actually had somebody come in the chat room one time. I have no idea who that was. It was like a new person. They go, what's that annoying clicking sound? I had no idea what it was, but I was like, I don't know. And then they went away.
Loading the weapon.
They just came in to yell at me. What's that annoying?
They were probably
sound?
Listening someplace else.
Yes, and picking up something from whatever the feed
I don't know.
Was. But they came in to yell at me about the clicking.
That was Joe. He wasn't able to use his words that day, so he was clicking at us.
Maybe.
Joe was clicking. He was so upset with us. It was either that or physical violence, so he clicked.
You know what? Click away, son, because that. If that's going to keep you from, you know, physical violence, you know, click.
So I'm actually comforted by your reaction.
Oh, good.
Because it's really starting to fucking annoy me.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, but I just haven't. I haven't had the time to bring it to the show. But I don't think my wife understands how annoyed I am by it. She knows I'm annoyed by
right.
it.
But it's like you're there trying to get some peace and quiet. You know that they have to do a job. So, you're prepared for, like, vacuuming noises.
Yes!
And, like, scrubbing noises and stuff. But you could tune that stuff out because nobody's talking directly, like, around you. And you can't help but attend to the conversation. You can't help it.
They fucking see them on the computer. I'm on Facebook making pithy comments.
And they are disturbing that.
They are. They are disturbing that. My social media genius. No, but damn it, I have to get this down into 140 characters or less.
Do you understand? I'm editing here.
It's just fucking annoying.
The conversation, even if they're not including you, like gabbing and gabbing and gabbing, it's really hard to cut back on it now. I mean, what are you supposed to say? Could you just your yaps
while you're
here?
There's nothing I can.
Can't.
Am I a pussy because I'm not saying anything?
No.
I feel like saying shut off your goddamn phone.
No, at this point, it's gone on.
Yeah,
and
I'm not gonna say. I just hide. I fucking hide.
I would
hide
run away
in my
from
own
them
house.
Too.
Now the question is, would I put up with it more if they were hotter?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because I think that
I would have find it so annoying. I'd find it endearing.
Well, actually, you know.
Except for the tuberculosis clause.
It's
like, fucking die. I have pillows. Can't you smother yourself with them?
This is something like expire already.
Yes. She classed it up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's good with that.
Like a canned vegetable. Just expire.
Just expire. Nice. Yes. Expire already. Well, I think that, I mean, if they just were like knockouts with big cans, I think that. That probably would be good distraction.
Let's be honest, though. I'm not doing the hiring, so that's not going to happen.
No, no. If your wife is smart, that's not going to happen. Yeah.
We had an older couple who used to do, a married couple, who were very nice and very quiet, but apparently they didn't do a great job.
Oh, so, that's too bad.
So this is where we are. But I still feel like they need to raise their cleaning game. Like, I'm starting to get my wife to tell them, well, do this, do that. Clean. Like they don't dust. Like, we have, like, the chandelier and the, I don't know if it's a chandelier. What the fuck is it? A lighting fixture?
Well, yeah, in the because
in the dining room.
Oh, in the dining room.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's.
I thought there was one over the stairs.
That's more of a fixture. This one hangs down. And yeah. It's got some tchotchkes on it. Whatever the fuck it's. I don't know. They don't dust that. Shouldn't they dust that?
Yeah. Well, if you're sitting there, they're not going to do it.
But I get up when they. I get up when they mop the dining room floor.
Maybe what
they say I could stay. I'm like, no, I'll go. That's usually when I leave.
Yeah, I would definitely be leaving. But first of all, they're going to be kicking up all this dust. You know, we're sitting in the middle of it.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Get out of the way.
Well, if they did it every fucking 2 weeks, there wouldn't be all that dust.
I think that Yeah, I know, but I think that it might be helpful if. You, instead of having to tell them, and I don't think this is being passive, I think this is just being one way to handle it, is to write a list. These are the things that we would like you to do today, and, you know, whatever else you get accomplished
in your time.
Yeah, but
on the first one, be shut the fuck up. Is that okay?
No.
Leave your goddamn phone outside. We all have fucking kids.
Yeah.
I mean, really, your kids are in school. There shouldn't be a fucking crisis that you need your phone on. And your husband, it's just, I can't. I can't!
I know.
But listen, somebody has to clean up the piss.
How long do they usually spend?
Well, I told my wife, I'm like, they were here like an hour. And she's like, what, $80 for an hour? So last time they were here for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Okay.
Which, $80 for an hour and a half.
I don't know what the going rate
well,
is.
Well, my buddy Ward of the Ward and Al show on Sirius XM, he, you know, we were commiserating about housekeepers. He has this woman who comes in. He pays her the same $80, but she'll like fucking cook a meal. And like Ward and his wife, they have a little toddler, little girl. They're like, oh no, we stop. Like, she'll come in on Monday. Like, yeah, we stop by like Wednesday, picking up after ourselves. It's which I feel is the way to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I feel that's the way to handle these things. I apparently am wrong though.
Yeah, no, I understand that there are people that tidy before the cleaning people come.
I want you to earn your money.
Yeah.
Let's listen, before I get to the club, it's not like the audience goes, you know what, we're going to be very well behaved tonight. We're not going to drink too much. We're not going to shout out stuff. We're not going to get offended. We're going to be very attentive. No, they're fucking assholes, and it's my job to deal with it. Well, that's the reality.
Joe's girl has an excellent suggestion. She says, blast the music so they can't hear the phone.
What happens if they blast
and
the
they can't
phone?
Yap.
That's interesting.
They couldn't hear over it.
So treat them like like they're Noriega.
Yeah, yeah. Just like get
I could do that.
Get your metal and start blasting. I hope you don't mind, but I like to listen to music loud.
I think I'm gonna play Rihanna, "Pay Me, Bitch" on a loop. It's a very aggressive song. I really like that Rihanna. Pay me, bitch.
It's
very aggressive.
Oh boy.
But it's hip, and I'm a hip guy.
Yeah, but that would have them running, screaming.
Yeah.
But have some loud music playing.
But I like that idea.
Then they won't be able to yap without yelling over it.
It's not a bad idea because I have the Bluetooth now. It's a very good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Very good idea, Joe's girl. Here's the thing, though. Can I stand them? Because even I need to turn it down alone.
I know.
But I do. But you know, if I'm blasting Twisted Sister, by the way, I lost my virginity to Twisted Sister in the background, not the band, the music.
I hope this won't bring any fond memories and you'll get in trouble.
I mean, next thing you know, I'm fucking jerking off in the dining room. I'm like, well, now you got to clean that up, too.
Yeah, it's like, we're not touching that.
You got the mop. Let's go.
That and the oven. No.
I jerk off in the oven.
You might as well do it on the windows. We're not cleaning that.
I could jerk off in the bathroom. That's one of the reviews.
Yeah, they'll have to clean that.
No, that's very. You know what? I might try that. I might try that and have to report back.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Joe's go. Very good. Very good. I can't do it when the wife is here, because when the wife's here, I hide anyway.
Tom says...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, he says, go old school. Play Bitch Better Have My Money on loop.
That's what I said.
Oh, is that the song?
That's the one. Thank you. That's not old school, Tom. What's that? For me, that's not old school. That song's like a year or two old.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's fucking Rihanna. It's not old school. When I go old school, it's like, oh, I'm going to play Rat Out of the Cellar, Quiet Riot, Mental Health.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that you have an hour and a half of it.
Oh, I do. I'll fucking unload this phone. I'm going to, because the Bluetooth sounds good. I was last week when Joe was doing the Christmas stories, he was having CD issues. I'm like, you got to get the Bluetooth. Look at the speaker. Mm. And then Joe had reasons why he can't get a little speaker, and he has to use CD, which is fine. That's neither here nor there. We talked about it last week.
Okay.
But I have a powerful little speaker. I like this. It's a good human experiment.
It is a good human experiment. You could at least do it once, and if it doesn't work, okay, you tried. But it might, cut back on the phone and yapping.
I just think they're going to yap louder.
Oh, Trucker Tom says the song that he was referencing is from the 90s, not that Rihanna crap.
Well, what's the 90s song?
Who
said? I don't know.
Bitch Better Have My Money, he says.
But that's the Rihanna song.
Maybe it's the same, a similar title.
Maybe she covered it. You always cover the classics.
No.
I don't know the song. I'm pretty good with music, Tom. I don't know that one.
I'm looking it up because I don't know it either. Well, that's the name of Rihanna's
Yeah,
video.
Tom might be confused here. He might have the wrong name.
Let's see. Yeah, it's released in 2015.
Oh, okay. So I'm pretty up to date then with my Rihanna.
Yeah, you are. I don't know. Bitch Better Have My Money, Deezer?
Deezer?
Deezer. I don't know if that's somebody else did it or... I don't know. I don't know who these people are. Well, anyway, so that's your plan.
I like that, Joe's girl.
Yeah, I think you should go with
that. I like that. We might have to employ that next week.
Mm.
If I am home for it. That might be the strategy
for the cleaning marathon or not marathon.
But I must say I am heartened that a perfect opportunity for everybody to jump on me more with my sickness, and everybody's taking my side on this. I don't know. This means one of two things: either I'm right, or I've corrupted you all so much. I mean, those are really. But I think I might be right here.
Or the third part is that you're so awful that's who you attract towards you. Other awful people.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, no, I think
this show's a reflection of that. no, that's very true. Because, you have to have a certain awful to be a fan of this show.
I think so.
It's the line between awful and decent that we've always walked.
Yeah, I mean, we do have our decent moments, but most of it is awful.
Yes, most of it is awful. I like this. I like this. I must be reminded of this. Okay. Okay, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, if I'm here and the wife's not here. Yeah. And Tom, if you want to send me the an MP3... Or a link of where I can download that song. If you could just tell me who it is, maybe I'll put that and the Rihanna song on fucking loop.
Oh, my God. They'll be like...
Maybe I'll get some NWA. Maybe I'll just get some, like, really fucking aggressive shit.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because then they might quit. No, don't... Oh, look at the big smile. Stop. Do you know how much your wife would murder you?
Well, she's talked about finding other people. But here's the thing. She's like, oh, well, now we're Facebook friends, so I can't even put on Facebook anymore. Does anybody have a good housekeeper? So she fucked herself with that one.
She could block her for a day.
She could, but I don't know if she's that savvy. Well, she's savvy. She's savvy. She's more savvy than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. I like this. Because I feel like this is my version of water torture.
Yeah. Well, like you said before.
Oh, it's war. It's on.
It's on.
I like this.
It's Libya. Remix.
Joe's girl, if it doesn't work out with Joe, I think I'm in love. This is the type of evil I appreciate. Spite music. I like spite music.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
I like that. I think that was a great suggestion.
It's a damn fine suggestion.
Yeah.
If you guys want to send me on Facebook or wherever, or Davin at davinsden.com, you want to email me there your suggestions of songs that I should put on this fucking awful loop, I will make a little list. I'll make a little track list. It'll be called Torment the Housekeepers.
Better not let them see the name on the CD.
No, it's going to be on the phone. I'm going to on the phone play it on the Bluetooth.
God.
I like this a lot. All right, we've accomplished something tonight.
Yeah, we're problem solvers.
Joe said he was going to make better time tonight. He did not. All right.
He tried.
So here's another. Well, did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, we can talk about it. You haven't been here.
No, not really.
We have time.
Yeah.
No, nothing?
No, I'm
all right, just
to remember
deal with
I
me
was...
and my illnesses. Okay.
No, I
got more shit to talk about, but.
Good, talk.
So, turns out I might be going to Cuba.
What? For reals?
No, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s house.
No, but I mean, really?
Yeah, go. My parents came over. Celebrate a little Hanukkah.
Yes.
A little Hanukkah. You doing anything for New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, we have friends that, we have friends, and they've invited us over.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, so my parents came over, for Hanukkah, and they're like, would you want to go to a cruise, a 4-day cruise to Cuba in May?
Wow.
I didn't even think about going to Cuba.
No.
But I want to go.
I didn't actually realize that was available.
It is now.
Yeah.
But it's only in Cuba for a day and a half. But my mom's like, well, I don't want to, you know, contribute to the you know, support Cuba and everything. I'm like, well, fuck that. I want to go.
Yeah. What?
Now, here's the interesting thing. They have two sets of currency. I did not know this.
No.
One for the people that live there and one for the tourists.
No way.
I did not even know this. So, because they don't accept American dollars. Not all credit cards are willing to do business with them.
Right.
You have to get a travel visa to go there.
Huh.
So it's
yes,
not even just
you
a,
do.
It's not even just a passport situation.
Right, right.
But I want to go to Cuba.
Absolutely. I would be really curious.
Yeah.
To just see for myself. I mean,
it's like a walking, talking old car museum.
It is. It is. They have amazing old cars.
Well, they don't have a choice.
No, I know. But the thing is, it says a day and a half. So would you be staying on the ship? Or
you stay on the ship. So it leaves out of Miami.
I would feel better about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As Americans, yeah, I don't want to stay there overnight.
My fucking room bugged.
Right? Or
all the awful things I say, I'll never leave.
You'll never leave.
So you depart out of Miami, and
how funny, going the opposite way.
What do you mean?
Going from Miami to Cuba.
On a boat.
On a boat.
So, yeah. And then they have their own little island in the Bahamas, this cruise line that you go to for a day. But that does nothing for me. I'm so spoiled with tropical islands. It's fucking ridiculous. I know people, like, love this. Love tropical islands. And I get it. I so get it. And I like it. But I'm spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to fucking Bahamas every year. Been to Aruba, been to Turks Caicos. I'm spoiled with it.
I've never been to any of those islands.
Yeah,
I'd love to go.
I haven't been to Jamaica, but essentially it's all this. I've been to Bermuda.
Wow, yeah,
A couple times, I think. So essentially it's the same shit, so I get it. But Cuba is very interesting to me.
Yeah, very interesting. What would you most want to see?
The prisons. I got freedom. No.
Well, if you stay overnight and you talk in your room, you might see them for longer than
I didn't
than
mean
a day.
The inside. Ricky, wah! Davin, you got some splaining to do.
Babaloo.
No, I don't even know what there is to see. Like, they have excursions.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick an excursion. Right. I don't need to go to the beach because you're going to go to the beach on their island.
Right.
So I don't need to go to the beaches of Cuba.
Right. Now, you'd probably
I don't know what there is to see.
I mean, probably want to see a market, you know?
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily Lisa says the cigar factory.
I'm only if I go with Monica.
Yeah.
But I don't smoke cigars.
Right.
Like, I had gotten Cohibas in Mexico and smuggled them back, but I never smoked one.
Oh.
I gave them away. Cohibas like the big Mexican cigar.
Right.
Cuban cigar, excuse me. Cuban cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess to see it, but I don't know what I'd want to say. I have no idea what's there.
What to say,
I'm completely ignorant to it.
Right.
But I don't want to do, like, you have to do the touristy thing because you have fucking monitors.
Right.
It's not like another country where you can just kind of wander off on your own. That's,
yeah, no, I don't think that you're allowed to do that.
So,
are
but
you?
I don't want to do the beach thing.
Right. So then there will be other things to do, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though, isn't it?
It is really cool. That's quite an opportunity. I mean, I understand. I am of two minds about putting money toward, you know, into their economy because, well, we don't know which way they're going to go, but I don't have any big hopes that all of a sudden
it's a communist. It's a communist.
It's still a communist.
Yeah,
country.
They oppress their people
terribly,
right.
Terribly. But I think that I'd be very curious. My one friend went to Russia years ago, and
Russia comes here.
Yeah, yes. I was really jealous because I thought that what a fascinating look at the time, a culture that a lot of Americans didn't get to see.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Russia.
Yeah.
Well, we got this New Year's Eve will be 20 years I met my wife. It's a long fucking time.
I forgot that it was New Year's Eve.
That's a long friggin' time.
Wow, yeah.
20 years since we met. We don't have really any plans because we got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We might be watching one of her friends. for the night, which is kind of sad. But yeah. But this year we got our 15-year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of putting up with me.
That is.
You guys deal with it for like 3 hours a week. I mean, I
can't imagine all the time.
And I'm just getting worse. I admit this. I mean, listen, I'm a catch, but I'm getting worse.
The first hour of the show demonstrated this.
What?
That you're getting worse.
I'm definitely getting worse as a human being. Definitely. Yeah. But I'm still, as far as comics, I'm a fucking catch.
Yes.
Like, if you wanna marry somebody or be with somebody who's funny professionally,
right?
You want to be with me because I can turn it off. I'm not always on. Like, I was watching.
Yeah.
I guess they made it in 2005, but we were watching on Reels, like, the Mork and Mindy story. Like, they did, like, one of these made-for-TV movies. And, like, the guy who played Robin Williams was very good.
Right.
But he was always on. I'm like, I forgot how fucking annoying Robin Williams was.
Yes.
Like, when I was a kid, I loved it. But now it's like, fucking shut up. I can't.
No, he's constant, exhausting.
Yes.
I can't imagine if he was like that in private life.
But the way
exhausting.
He was just always on.
Yeah.
So which is why I really appreciate his dramatic roles. He's
right.
Great actor. Great
he's
actor.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Insomnia. That was a great movie.
I feel like there's less noise now that he's dead.
I do think that he had a rare talent.
Yes.
But he did exhaust me when he was doing, like, you know, the actor studio. He was just bouncing off the walls. Or he'd do talk
or Oprah
shows or something. And a lot of the stuff, you know, he goes
and they're all laughing. Everything's just great. And I'm just like, ugh.
Because, like you've said, I've known comedians who they can't turn it off.
And my mind is always racing, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And that kind of manifests itself on stage.
Right.
But the tangents that I take.
Yeah.
And going down this rabbit hole or that rabbit hole.
That's okay, though.
But off stage, I can focus on a conversation.
Yes, totally.
So,
no, you're not always on.
No.
That would be...
Especially not here.
No. That would be really irritating.
It really would be.
And Joe's not always on. He's a
no.
normal person, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, both of you can just be normal.
Well, let's not throw the N-word around.
Yeah, that was really not the right word to use.
But yes, no. Joe can have a conversation with you, and Joe has other interests that don't involve him constantly being on. Thank God.
Yeah.
Cause,
oh, yeah.
Because if he was always on, he wouldn't be in that seat.
No.
Not that he's in that seat right now.
Because, God, that's annoying.
Yeah, it is.
I've known people who are not comedians, but who would like to be, and they just go and go and go. And it's, And what's worse is that they're always on, quote unquote.
Can't take it.
But they're not even comedians, and what they're saying is bad, corny
your
shit.
Your brother's on a lot.
He is on
your
a lot.
I love your brother, but he's exhausting.
Yeah.
He was not on a Paul McCartney because McCartney had the mic.
Yeah, he gets in these moods where he's on.
Which is fine.
Constantly.
But it can be much.
Yeah.
But some people are drawn to that because, you know what? If you don't like to talk,
then that person
they fill
is
in all
great.
The space. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just exhausting.
Yeah, me too.
So I got to figure out. So I convinced her that we should go away for a week.
Okay.
So I got to figure out where to go.
Ooh.
For a week. Like, I'd like to go to Italy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Have you been?
No, but that's an amazing choice.
I'd like to go there. She is can't do Australia. She's been to Australia anyway. But it's too far for like a week. Because it's like a 20-hour flight, whatever.
Yeah, Australia is.
Can't really do Hawaii
forever.
In a week. That's where we honeymooned.
Oh, nice.
Can't do that. She's been to Spain. Spain, she says, is beautiful. I don't know where to go. I mean, we've done like all the islands. Like, again, so, and we're going to be in the islands again for Christmas next year.
Right. So, like
here's how spoiled they are. Like the wife doesn't want to go to Atlantis with just me. Because it's like, well, you know, because our daughters, well, you know, that's our family vacation. Our family vacation, it used to be Disney World where we go with my parents. Now it's fucking Atlantis. I mean, both really friggin' lucky. People save up their whole lives to go to places. And it's not lost on me.
No, right.
I mean, you know, I had good vacations, nothing like that. But I had good, I went to Disney with my parents. I had good vacation, but this is where we go for our family vacation. Really? Who the hell? Unless you got a lot of money, and some people do. Some people go to Atlantis every year.
Right. Well, Tom said, does it have to be tropical?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want it to be tropical.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Because
I just want to be
tropical beach thing. You've kind of you already do that kind of stuff.
I would do France. I got nice beaches in France, but it's the winter.
Right.
So I don't. I think it's going to be cold.
Yeah, well, I would look up the time period that you're going to go and what the average temperature is
would
and everything.
You?
Yeah, I do a lot of research before we go on vacations.
Can I get a AAA triptych for that? Or?
Hold on a second. Let me turn the page and turn the page.
How
Let
many diamonds does the beach have in October?
I might have already have told you this, but the one time that I went to AAA and I was getting a triptych for going from New Jersey to Florida, and it was 95, and they just kept flipping the pages and highlighting like in a straight line down the page. I'm like, really? I couldn't figure out to just drive south on the same highway the
my
whole
parents,
way.
My parents are triptych people too.
Couldn't do that myself.
It's a different generation.
It is.
But I don't know where to go. Well, I know where a lot of people would like me to go, and it's very warm there.
Well,
I wouldn't call it tropical.
I think Italy is amazing because they're
can
all,
you do that in a week?
It's going to be cutting it tight, though.
Is it bad because of that? I want to go a lot for the food.
No, I don't think so at all.
I'd like to go to Greece.
Yeah, but that's also dangerous travel-wise right now, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that that's a travel advisory.
Why? Well, I mean, I know
Americans.
They're piss poor broke, so the dollar will go far.
No, I think that there's also some terrorism issues.
Really?
Yeah, let me just see.
And every place has terrorism issues.
I know. I was
staying
home.
San Bernardino had a terrorism issue. I don't want to go to San Bernardino for my anniversary.
San Bernardino? Oh, yes, sorry.
I'm sorry if you forgot it.
Oh, my God, I did. I know.
You just get immune to it. So I don't know where. So I like Italy. You're saying Greece might not be a good time to go?
No, I might be totally wrong about this.
Also, there's a lot of nationalism now in Europe, which doesn't make it really attractive to me right now.
No, and
a lot of anti-Semitism on the rise.
I was just going to say.
Not that I was going to wear the old yarmulke there.
I was just going to say, Mr. Smith, your boarding
Mr.
passes
Smith
are
and Blatt.
Ready. Smith and Blatt. Your boarding passes are ready, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
How about you? Yeah, you were saying Italy?
I was.
Yeah, Italy sounds nice.
It does. Mm.
Italy, Greece, they both sound really nice. But Joe's girl is thinking that I'm right. That I can't multitask that well. But it's like I think that there's a travel advisory for Greece right now. But
I know the cats are out of control there.
Yes,
they have a lot of stray
places
cats.
They do.
Greece.
It sounds like heaven.
Yeah, they eat outside and there's fucking cats begging, like homeless in New York City. I don't need that.
No, I could stay home and get that.
Exactly. Don't need that.
No, actually.
All right, so Greece might have to be off the list.
Yeah, if you're only going to spend a week, Europe is kind of tight because it does take a while to fly there and you are going to get jet lag. And
let's
go
on a cruise.
Yeah. I might be going to you weren't here for this. I might be cruising to Cuba.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Finally, they read my letters. Good.
There's the nastiness we were missing. We're having a nice, pleasant show, and then Stupid walked in. There's the lack of humanity and compassion we were looking for.
Well, Trucker Tom says he says try England, Scotland, and Ireland. I mean,
but I don't think October is the right time. Like Ireland, I hear is beautiful, but I don't go golfing.
Right.
Not a big drinker.
No.
So I don't know, like, if I could get a week out of it, but I do hear it's beautiful. England, very historic.
Yes.
But I think it might be kind of crappy weather in October.
Not that
England ever has great weather.
No, it doesn't. But it can be really pleasant in the summer. But I don't know if the rainy.
Alaska. I'd love to go to Alaska. There's not enough time for Alaska.
No, there's not. And even if you're just going to spend a week, I mean, when I went to England, I took 10 days because
there's
the
so
same
much
with
to
Ireland.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean. Ireland, I was not, like, on the drinking foray, and I don't golf, but, I mean, there were a lot of cool things to see. But I was more interested in it culturally as
it's
well.
It's your history.
It's my history.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I don't know if that would be as exciting, you know. I mean, you can spend time going to, like, you could spend a whole day in Waterford, like walking around the town and going to the Waterford
really
Crystal Factory and stuff like that.
I just think Italy's cool. Like, I'd like to see the Leaning Tower.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I want to eat the food, and I think they have nice, I really want to eat the food. I think they have nice beaches. I want to do Italy. I don't know why.
It sounds
great. Very nice. See the Colosseum, maybe go to Venice, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of great things in
Italy.
Yeah,
I definitely want to do
Italy. The 20th anniversary?
This New Year's will be 20 years we're together.
Right.
But this October will be this coming October will be 15 years married.
Okay.
Lisa is lobbying for Toronto.
Lisa, I do have to get to Toronto. I'll certainly try to get to Toronto. I haven't been to Toronto. I haven't been to Ontario in a long time. I used to go up there.
Toronto's a nice town. I went up there with the band 20 years now, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to Toronto in probably since the 90s. But
yeah, that's what I went up.
Driven through it.
We went there as part of our honeymoon.
Yeah, Toronto's nice. I don't want to do a week in Toronto, though, in October. I'm going to pass on that one.
A little chilly.
That's not, it's just, no.
Oh, so Joe's Girl says, updated as of today, there's no nationwide advisory in effect, no travel advisory in effect for Greece.
Oh, thank you.
So, there you go. Thank you.
Joe's Girl's
Thanks,
hitting it out of the park
team.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah.
She gave me a great solution to a problem I was having.
Yes.
She did. And she's it wasn't even you. You
really,
weren't even
really?
The problem. I told her, I was so impressed with the solution she came up with. I said, if it doesn't work out with you, I'm next in line. That's how impressed I am, because it involves spite and creativity. And making people miserable.
I loved it. She's a very, very smart girl.
Well, I mean, she makes some questionable decisions I'm looking at. But, but I was very impressed with this.
Payback for the Cuba crack.
Yes. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back,